love it when Easter's in April. Yes, it's nice to have a holiday in March, but too many times that means cold and snow, which is disappointing. Easter is about daffodils, bunnies, and sunshine. It's about eating too much ham and scalloped potatoes and way too much chocolate. Back when I was a kid, I prayed for a beautiful spring day. Not so the Easter bunny wouldn't have to hop, hop, hop through the snow. No, I prayed for good weather so I could wear my new Easter dress with the white ankle socks and tights, white patent leather shoes, my pink Easter coat, my sister Irene was identical, but in blue, white straw hat with fake flowers, and white gloves, all brand spanking new. Oh, and new underwear, too. Almost forgot about that. Oh, I hardly slept the night before, hoping the weather would cooperate. That's how excited I was to wear my new clothes. Irene and me would lay out all our new stuff the night before. When we woke up that morning, there'd be a trail of jelly beans from our bed to our Easter baskets in the living room. This is back in the days before Ronald Reagan made jelly beans famous and they started coming in exotic flavors. When I was a kid, the black jelly beans, which were my favorite, tasted like licorice. All the others tasted like cheap perfume, but we ate them anyway. Early on, our Easter baskets were loaded with lots of that shredded pastel cellophane, and nestled on top would be Hershey's chocolate eggs wrapped in brightly colored aluminum foil, chocolate bunnies, and stuffed toy rabbits. As we got older, the stuffed toys were replaced by barrettes, jacks, and Mickey Mouse Pez dispensers, then with mascara, eyeshadow, and our favorite perfume. Except at our grandparents' house, where the baskets, our second and third of the day, were always full of good old-fashioned chocolate goodies. One year, my grandmother gave us each a solid milk chocolate rabbit. The thing must have been about a pound or two of chocolate. Took Irene and me a couple of weeks to finish those off. I don't know how we did it, but somehow we managed. Even after we were too old for Easter baskets, at our place at the family dinner table Easter morning would be a big honkin' Russell Stover vanilla or coconut cream egg. All of us, Mom, Dad, Irene, and me, would start chipping away at our eggs before breakfast, one little slice at a time. We'd each try to save some of our egg until Monday, but by dinner, we'd be done. Sure, it made us nauseous, but the good kind of nauseous from eating too many sweets. Marshmallow peeps are strangely missing from my memory. I guess we figured, why waste our time on fluorescent colored sugar when we could have chocolate? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.